This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Monday, January 16th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Iran and the Panama Canal. Iran is set to station warships in the Panama Canal, a critical trade route in America's backyard, for the very first time. Iran has never had a military presence there before. Rear Admiral Shahram Irani, the commander of Iran's Navy, said last Wednesday that his forces will set up a presence in the Panama Canal later this year. This would be the first time Iran's military has projected a presence into the Pacific Ocean. In recent years, Iran has put a greater focus on moving its military into Latin America, as have Iran's allies, Russia and China, notably Iran, an ally of the dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. National security analyst Joseph Humeyer, who focuses on Latin American issues, said Iran has been laying the groundwork for this type of voyage by setting up joint exercises with allies like Russia and China. And again, those two nations also strengthening ties with countries in Latin America. Topic number 4, more secret documents. Another day, another report of President Biden just, they were in a locked garage. It's not really a big deal. Here's the difference. President Trump, when he removed documents from the White House as president, had the power to declassify those documents. As vice president, even if he claimed that he had declassified them, the vice president of the United States does not have that authority. So these this latest batch of documents, according to the New York Times, were found at President Biden's home in Delaware hours after a White House statement acknowledging that a single classified document had been found in a storage area adjacent to his garage. Well, House Oversight Committee James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, said that swift congressional oversight is coming. He's already requested the White House to turn over a range of documents and other materials by the 27th of this month. Now, this news comes after Merrick Garland last week appointed a special counsel to investigate President Biden's handling of classified materials. This was kind of forced on the Attorney General because Garland had previously appointed a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump. This is really what you call an unforced error, a fumble, an own goal. If Garland hadn't appointed a counsel to investigate President Trump, which is especially curious since it must have been known inside the White House that these documents were out there and not where they were supposed to be, that is Biden's documents, it kind of forced Garland's hand. I mean, if Garland had appointed a special counsel to investigate Trump's handling of classified documents and not Biden, even the media would have had to sit up and take notice on that. Again, Democrats, liberals, let's say, in a broader sense, don't really care about being hypocritical unless it leads to political consequences, blowback, and I think that's what's going on here. Topic number 3, safe and effective, or perhaps not. New York City health officials last week warned residents that the infectious Omicron subvariant of the SARS-2 virus, XBB.1.5, may be more likely to infect people who've already been vaccinated or people who've already had COVID-19. So, according to data for the Centers for Disease Control, XBB.1.5 now accounts for 43% of all COVID-19 cases here in the United States. But this is what coronaviruses do. They mutate into forms that are more easily shared, more transmissible, but less deadly. But it is interesting now that the public health bureaucracy is beginning to admit that not only do the vaccines not protect you against the new variant, they actually may make you more susceptible to the new variant. And oh, by the way, last week, the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, said that data collected on the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine warrants an investigation into potential risk of stroke for people age 65 and older. This was in a statement released by the CDC on Friday. Quote, following the availability and use of the updated bivalent, meaning targeting two strains of the virus, the bivalent COVID-19 vaccines, CDC's Vaccine Safety Data Link, a near real-time surveillance system, met the statistical criteria to prompt additional investigation into whether there was a safety concern for ischemic stroke in people ages 65 and older. Now, this is only for the Pfizer vaccine, not the Moderna vaccine. But this, of course, doesn't take into account the number of people the growing number of people making headlines who suddenly and unexpectedly had cardiac issues, despite the growing body of peer-reviewed evidence that this is a side effect of these mRNA jabs. But we'll set that aside. What is happening here is a shift in the narrative from safe and effective to mostly safe and kind of effective, and then we will eventually see things years from now once the rage has died down. Like, oops. That's kind of how these things play out in the media. Speaking of conspiracies, because we're now finding, as this once again proves, the difference between a conspiracy theory and accepted news item by the corporate media is about 18 months. Topic number two, your vacuum is spying on you. Or it may be, if you've got one of those Roomba from iRobot, intimate photos of some Roomba testers turned up on Facebook. Breitbart reporting last week that gig workers in Venezuela found out they had pictures posted online. One was of a woman sitting on, well, the loo, if you're in the UK, the toilet here in the US, with her shorts pulled down and the picture taken by her Roomba that she was testing and then sent to iRobot. This was sent to iRobot by Scale AI. This is a startup that contracts workers to train artificial intelligence, according to the Breitbart report. Users had agreed to participate in the data collection as part of testing, but users weren't aware that these things would be taking pictures and then sharing them with the company running the test. This is obviously a concern about privacy and data collection. Testers expressed concerns about how iRobot handled their data and believed the company misled them. you think? This is just a reminder that anything that we have that's connected to the internet, including this device I'm using for my notes right here, can be sharing information about you with somebody somewhere. Alexa, Google's Nest thermostats, Ring doorbells, invasions of privacy. In fact, we're living in an age now where we've got so many things and a growing number every month things connected to the internet that privacy will soon become an old-fashioned, obsolete concept. Coming up, speaking of guinea pigs, actual guinea pigs in Austin, Texas. They're showing up everywhere and no one knows why. That's next on 5 and 10.
Now, at the SkyWatchTVStore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith. You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story, and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, it's a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor, and warmth. From surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives, No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton.
Topic number one today, it's sad, but somebody is dumping guinea pigs in Austin. That's, I know, shocking, isn't it? somebody is dumping guinea pigs, and a nonprofit organization, the Austin Guinea Pig Rescue, is asking for the public's help to find out who's doing this after dozens have turned up being dumped along the Interstate 35 corridor. Austin Guinea Pig Rescue told KXAN News the organization's getting frequent reports of animals in need of rescue. They're being found along I-35, under highway bridges, in bathrooms at city parks, and so on. Nobody's sure why this is happening, but the organization suspects a guinea pig breeder with too many animals is just taking them out and dumping them in public. It's really sad. I mean, they are cute, lovable animals. And Austin Guinea Pig Rescue, again, asking for the public help to keep an eye out for animals at these locations, catch and hold on to them until they can be rescued. What's curious about this story is that this seems kind of typical for Austin. The Independent Business Association of the City of Austin has a slogan which relates the unique character of Austin, Texas: Keep Austin Weird. That's the slogan, Keep Austin Weird. Well, well done. This is definitely weird. SkyWatch TV's winter virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, is continuing. You can sign up for just a few more weeks through February 4th, and when you do, you get 90 days access to 24 presentations in full HD, as well as a free bonus, 6 feature-length documentary films on everything from the UFO phenomenon to the trafficking of children for occult ritual purposes. As the prophet Hosea wrote, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lot of knowledge contained in this series of presentations, and because it's a virtual conference, you decide on the order in which you watch the presentations. In other words, you set the conference schedule. Take advantage of it. You get instant access for 90 days, and you'll find more information and a place to register at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. Dorothy Spalding, author of the new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, the guest with Joe Horn and SkyWatch investigative team on SkyWatch TV's flagship program this week. You'll find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com, or the SkyWatch TV YouTube channel, youtube.com/skywatchtvnow. But better yet, just bring it right to your television set through our app. It is free, available for Roku, Apple TV, but also for mobile devices, iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. All of our video content right in your hands, bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech. And it is free. We've posted links to the app stores so you can find the one that is right for you. SkyWatchTV.com/app. And you find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Download it, add it. Additional features on the mobile app as well, including a calendar of our upcoming events. Again, it is free, available for multiple platforms at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.